This is Norman Lear with my great sidekick, Paul Hipp.
Good to be here with you, Norman, on All of the Above.
That's the name of my podcast, All of the Above. And it's called All of the Above because we're going to talk about all of the above. There isn't anything sacrosanct.
There's nothing too above us or below us.
Or below us. Well, certainly nothing too below us. But we have had guests you cannot believe.
Yeah.
Guests.
Julie Louis-Dreyfus. Amazing.
Yes. And America Ferrera.
Jared Carmichael.
Yes. Oh, Amy Poehler. How did we overlook? We didn't overlook Amy Poehler. I was saving her for last. And Charles Barkley, I was saving him for first, actually, because I didn't declare up first.
I get to hang out with this guy. And this is your chance to hang out with Norman Lear a little bit here and some of these great guests.
God, I wish I was you hanging out with Norman Lear.
Yeah.
Son of a gun. See? That must be exciting.
It's the best. I'm telling you.
Don't miss All of the Above with Norman Lear. Download new episodes every week on the Podcast One app or subscribe at PodcastOne.com.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get on in and get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. Drewski, not Hearski, but we got Dr. Spansky here.
It's been a long week.
Yeah, man. Out of that ER, man. How much are you doing in the ER, they
Not
say?
Much. Mostly the addiction medicine practice. Oh. ER, you know, I'm getting old. Very stressful.
I am, and now I'm an interestingly wired person in that. If you say to me, back to my Asperger's is or narcissistic disorder, if you say to me, I'm a little bummed out today, my grandfather died, and I go, how old is your grandfather? And you go, 88. I almost have no thoughts about it. Like, I just feel like that's a pretty good run. And you know, I'm not happy he's dead, but I just figure old people die all day, every day. And I'm not going to ask you for a favor today. And I'll say to you, sorry to hear that, but I don't really have feelings about it. I don't have many empathetic feelings about it. You tell me you lost your son. And he was 9. I have a lot of feelings about
that. Okay, but here's with myself, my experience in emergency medicine, not that I didn't care if I had a patient 88 that passed away, but my father is now 94. He reads a book a week, plays chess every day, and I talk to him every day. And now I realize some of the patients I had and the families came in, and I didn't quite understand how close you could be with someone that age. And then having kids, the ER got higher, more difficult for me as it became more relatable.
Yeah.
Well, before I had babies.
My wiring is somebody died, grandpa died or whatever. I don't have real strong feelings about it.
But don't you think because you've had children now?
It helps. It helps, but I don't. But I'll tell you how I am. Mm-hmm. You send me to some shitball neighborhood and tell me to walk around or stand in it or go into someone's house while the kid's crying in the next room and the place smells weird and it's a mess. And you can tell there's 3 or 4 kids and there's a single parent or whatever. I get depressed immediately. I feel horrible for the kids. I imbibe it. You know what I mean? It comes in through my pores.
You're not a sociopath then. But let me give you the Asperger's. I never said you had Asperger's. And here's two interesting things. Asperger's. Now listen to this.
I never said. And let me tell you something interesting as well.
Yeah, well, I've gotten miscredited with that. But I've argued against it.
I'm running for Congress. I never cheated on my... Let me tell you about my opponent. Let me tell you about this guy. He wants to raise taxes. I never stepped out on my way. I love Marianne very... And let me tell you what this guy did. A lot of rumor, innuendo, and allegations going around. I love my wife dearly. We've all had transgressions. Let me tell you about my opponent.
Now, if Drew or Lynette said that spending 2 hours with you is like listening to fingernail scraping on a chalkboard, I wouldn't maybe disagree, but... People with Asperger's, bad coordination and no sense of humor, basically.
Ooh.
So there's your
I can ride a unicycle and tell a knock-knock
there
joke.
There you go.
So bad coordination and no sense of humor. Sounds like Drew. Honestly, does sound a little like Drew. All right, let's hop to the phones and talk to Jose. Jose. Oh.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah. You got a DUI. You're a nursing student. Yeah.
Yeah. How do I get it on?
Get it on,
Dr. Spaz. Huge fan. Been listening to you guys since I was I was 8 years old, man. 96.
Thank you, man.
So my question right now is, I'm currently in the in a BSN program, bachelor's and a nursing program, in right here in SoCal. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping. I recently went this past Friday when I was with some friends celebrating a friend's birthday, and I had a few little too many to drink. And right as I was on the freeway going home, I got pulled over. I passed the first field sobriety test, but this other one, if only they had you stand up and raise your right leg at a certain angle, and you have to keep your left foot straight while you basically
didn't work.
And didn't work. I got arrested, breathalyzer, whole shebang, and I got arrested for DUI. And the thing was, when I went in, as I was sobering up, I was in the holding tank, and these officers, the sheriffs, used a little bit of excessive force on me. And also during the night, I remember having a, I remember the whole station was blacked out. The power station went out.
Mm-hmm.
So as going forward, I was wondering, because I have my case coming up in about 2 months, I was trying to see if I have any, helpful cause for me to try to fight this, because if I could subpoena the sheriffs involved and get the videotape of the supposed excessive force the lights being the power being out for that night.
What's the power? Weekend. What's the power have to do with anything?
Because when I went to the station, they took my blood, and I read up online that they mistamper your blood, you could have a case dismissed if they don't handle the blood properly.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, what was your blood alcohol level?
I believe it was 0.11 or 0.10, around there.
Okay.
As far as Dr. Spaz goes, my professionally regarding the boards, I know once I get this convicted, if I get this convicted in the next couple of months, they're not going to make me, they're going to bar me from taking the state exam to become a nurse. Is there any other, you, Dr. Spaz, knowing you've been to medical school and have colleagues, hopefully, unfortunately, if you don't have any, friends go through the same situation in medical school, get a DUI.
Slow your roll. Videotape, right. Was that videotape out in the field?
No, it's inside the station.
When you were mishandled?
They drew the blood there?
Yeah, no, they CHP arrested me. CHP took me to the nearest sheriff station.
Oh.
And right there at the sheriff station, they drew my blood. They didn't do antecubital. They did the wrist, because they couldn't draw my blood. So they did the right on my wrist, on top of my wrist.
Yeah. Jose, here's the thing. I would get in with an attorney and figure out what's going on here, because that could make a big difference.
Right, but he's the whole healthcare, the board thing. I have a friend that's in dental, dental license, had an old DUI 8-9 years ago, and was honest enough to tell them about it, and no issues other than that, and have to appear and talk to the board before they can get their full dental license. Even if it's expunged, they ask you and they do a background check. I didn't realize you couldn't – I don't think you'll be barred from becoming a nurse. That wasn't my understanding. You may have to be in a diversion program or be in some sort of monitor program. But first of all, the legal part, I have no idea how you fight a DUI conviction based on whatever you're talking about. I think the other question, do you think you have a drinking problem?
Do
you drink every day? Do you have a family history of alcoholism? I mean,
I have family history. And, I haven't gotten in trouble in the past with this, but, I honestly this is a watershed moment, and I'm honestly thinking about going to AA or MM, you know.
Excellent. Yeah, great. And then
What's MM?
Moderation management.
Oh,
okay.
Well, I don't think Drew likes that. What is moderation management? I know what it is, but there is an MM?
Yeah, I have to look for it, though, but it's not that well known.
I like the MMA where you just get your ass partially kicked. It's not a full ass kicking. It's a medium to light ass kicking, and it's only 2 days a week.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of moderation management, but
do you know what that is?
No.
Oh, okay.
I know moderation management. Well, how I've heard does it, about it, how but does it, it's not something we send, how does the, I send people to.
How does it work when you go to the moderation management?
Well, I think it's you get sober for like at least 2 months minimum, and you have to follow your own program. It's like another, I want to say another AA, because it's not like, you know, going to church or whatever, you know, with all that stuff, you know, religious stuff or whatever, but.
Yeah, AA's not really. See, AA's based on you are not in control of your drinking. And the whole thing about God's the group when I deal with my patients. And the thing about moderation management, for somebody that's an alcoholic, the part of the brain that lights up, it's sort of like a heroin addict taking heroin. So what about moderation management for heroin addicts? That's sort of oxymoronic to me. So I tell my patients, look, it's just like today the boogaboo is pot smoking. Oh, I can smoke pot. It's illegal. Stop everything you're doing for 12 to 18 months, during which your brain gets a chance to sort of rewire itself. Go to AA, go to a 12-step. I mean, go to secular sobriety, you know, if the God part, the word God upsets you. But first of all, hopefully this is a watershed moment for you. I mean, most people that have a DUI, where there's smoke, there's fire. It's better to totally quit 12 to 18 months and then look back and decide.
But I don't think they can prevent you from taking the nursing bars or state tests or anything, can they? Jose,
I think by acknowledging it.
Jose?
Yeah, what's up?
Can they prevent you from taking the nursing board if you have a DUI?
I believe so. California right now is getting more stricter. So California BRN, I believe, if they find the DUI within your history, I think, I'm not sure.
All right.
I think you have to show evidence of treatment.
I would be surprised that they could prevent you from taking...
It's a disability, alcoholism. It's just like the Americans with Disabilities Act. You can't fire somebody. I mean,
Looking into a lawyer, start looking into this. Right.
I'm reading that it doesn't prevent it.
Yeah. But you have to be in a program. Because even if, like I said, if you've had one 10 years ago, you have to say yes. Even if something's expunged, you have to tell them about it. They will review your case. That's even for expungement, and then they'll decide, do you need to be in an ongoing program and with monitoring? That's usually my understanding.
Okay. Let's talk to Steve, 33, from Oregon. Steve?
Yes, hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Adam, Spazzy or Drew, how's everything going?
Yeah, man. Dr. Spaz.
Swimmingly.
What's going on?
Fantastic. Well, guys, I had some blood work done because I've been having some health problems that I've been dealing with, inflammation all over the body, stuff like that. And they found out that I have very low testosterone. And I went on a supplement cream. It helped. I feel like I felt better, but the rashes about a month in got really bad. And I mean really bad. I had scales on my face that were cracking and peeling. Went off the testosterone cream.
Hold on. Where were you applying the testosterone cream?
The chode.
Oh, the chode. First off, you're putting it on your dick and you're getting cracks on your face?
Something allergic.
I know. I hear what you're saying. My primary care physician actually told me that that's something that can happen. Apparently, if my body's not processing testosterone the right way.
Well, or else you had acne from the hormonal
was
treatment
that
you're getting.
Wasn't that, though, was it?
Well, I mean, I guess it could be, but the dryness of my face, I definitely had acne.
Well, then did he give you shots? I mean, then you get the injections, the cyprinate, the testosterone shots. But why at 30?
Wait, what's the difference between the shots and the topical?
It's just you're getting the shot. It's just the like getting IV versus a pill. I mean, it's
oral. No, but if his body's having a negative reaction to it, what's the difference between getting a shot or
he's
putting
probably
it
having
on
allergic
topically.
The carrier. He's probably having an allergic reaction to something in the carrier itself, unless they think it's
not. So it's not the actual.
Possibly.
It's the binder. I mean, it's not the actual testosterone. It's the cream. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not sure. It could be. But why do you have low testosterone to begin with? No, he says he has inflammation all over the body, so that a rash is inflammatory. So what's going on?
No, what I'm saying is he's having a reaction to the testosterone, right?
I don't know. I mean,
well, look, let me eliminate something here. The testosterone is in a cream form, right?
There are different cream forms too,
but aren't they sort of inert? The creams?
No, there's always the possibility.
They're
no,
filled
it's a
with
chemical.
Like asbestos and stuff.
No, but allergic.
You think he's having an allergic reaction to the cream, not the testosterone?
Possibly.
No.
Not an allergic reaction to testosterone is a hormone. It can cause rashes elsewhere. It also could be he's having an allergic reaction to something in the carrier. Something that the testosterone.
I don't
in.
Want to embarrass you horribly in front of your kids out there, but so you're saying get a shot of testosterone?
Well, yes.
No.
Okay. What'd your doctor say?
I have an appointment next week. We kind of have to reassess. When I told her what was going on, she told me, stop using it. Something's not right. Make an appointment to come and see me.
Right. And so I don't know why you're having low testosterone at your age. You're in your 30s. So that what's the reason for that? And what are you saying you have inflammation all throughout your body. So is the testosterone exacerbating that inflammation rather than low testosterone being the problem? Does that make sense?
Well, that does. The cream part doesn't make any sense to me. I'm still unclear about the cream. Bruce doesn't. You don't have a good one for that.
I've had people that are taking a steroid cream, like hydrocortisone cream.
Right.
They put it on for a rash, and then there's something in that they're allergic to, and it makes it worse. That's all I'm
saying.
It's
not the hydrocortisone.
Right. That's
and it's all not I'm the, saying. The steroid part. It's the actual cream.
Right. So,
but breaking out on their face when they're putting it on their dork?
Could be. It could happen. And I bet it's not just his face. Yeah.
All right. Not
medicine's differential diagnosis. So that's just maybe lower on the list. But I would look at what is a testosterone.
I'm just assuming that if you are making testosterone in a cream form, the cream itself is as inert as you can possibly make something because it's all about the testosterone. And the absorption of the testosterone, right? The cream, you wouldn't want anything exotic in the cream.
It's not exotic. Some people have allergies to very basic substances. Everybody's different. So I'm saying that. I'm not saying that's the primary thing.
It's the testosterone.
Could be.
That's what I'm saying.
But his testosterone is so low in the first place, and I'm just curious what his primary
problem
is.
Yeah, but what is his body doing to this testosterone, and why is it lowering it, or why is it so low, or why is it interacting with testosterone this way? That's what I would think. But
he's
going to the doctor, and she'll tell you. Hold on. Did she tell you to put it on your dick? Because that means she wants to fuck. It does. Don't you know code? Do you know Dr. Code?
No.
It came out of a little pink bottle that she squirted on my dick. I thought that was just like the service. You know, because doctors are expensive. I figured a happy ending,
Yeah. Did she tell you to put on your dick?
Yes, yeah. The where she told me to apply it was the perineum.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And did she do the first one?
Oh, man, I wish.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, okay.
Yeah.
Couldn't just go with the underarm, huh? All right. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. But again, if your face is going to break out, there's something going on here. All right, Steve.
Yeah. Okay, you guys. Hey, can I just say one more thing, Adam?
Mm-hmm.
Huge, huge fan. Been listening to you guys for a long time. I actually think you saved my life, if I'm perfectly honest.
Really?
Yeah. You had a podcast where you were talking, I think it was a car cast, and you were talking to somebody about what happened in the good old days where you just had a guy that was really good at mechanics and a fellow that was like a draftsman. And after I heard that, I thought, yeah, you know what? Drafting sounds like fun. Everybody said that it's a dead job.
Oh.
He became a draftsman because of you.
Yeah. And it's all because of you guys.
You became
Matt, the moderator, DeAndrea. Sorry to cross over shows.
Yeah, we love Matt. All right, thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. Thought it was going to be a little more exciting than pick up a mechanical pencil.
It doesn't matter. You changed the guy's life. I mean, jeez. You know,
I have Asperger's. Doesn't feel like anything. I felt like an attack.
Asperger's.
Now, LifeLock. Your internet browsing history and data can now be sold to advertisers by internet service providers thanks to a bill passed in Congress and signed by Trump. Oh, boy. The last thing you need is that. Identity theft, America's fastest growing crime. That's why I have LifeLock. It scans hundreds of millions of transactions each second. That's right. They'll detect you, and they find any of your info, and they'll send you an alert. They know when people have been mussing around the chicken coop there. They're U.S.-based. Their agents are all out here. They don't outsource. They keep it here. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all business, but LifeLock is the best protection available. Memberships start at just $9.99 a month. Just $9.99 a month for a little something called peace of mind. LifeLock. Bruce.
Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LifeLock. Use promo code Adam. That's Adam for 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Call 1-800-LifeLock. That's 1-800-LIFELOCK.
Hey, William, 34, from Portland. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted, this is kind of along the lines of your experimentation with cold water immersion. I don't think I've heard you talk about it, but if you haven't done it, just want to recommend it to you. Deprivation tanks or flotation tanks are kind of really big right now. It's a really interesting experience if you're looking for kind of like a meditative just 10, 15, 20 minutes, an hour or two in one of those things, you feel like you've gotten like a full body massage. They're definitely worth the try if you haven't done that.
I do want to try it. I've always kind of been interested in it, and I will definitely transition into that.
Now, very trendy right now.
You said 10, 15 minutes, no, 2 hours.
2 hours.
But well, you said 10, 15 minutes, and I said 2 hours. How long? What's the average stay?
Well, it's up to you.
Oh,
it's
two
one
an hour.
Where you can.
Yeah, sorry.
It's up to the individual. The benefits can be felt in just like if you're taking a 20-minute nap, you could take it in a tank. You can actually fall asleep in there. You know, the water is so filled with salt that your head, you can lay it back on the water as it was, you know, like a pillow, but your nose and your mouth stay above the water. So I've fallen asleep in there. And you could feel effects after 20 minutes, or you could go in there for 2 hours. Time is tricky when you're in there.
I get it. Does it rejuvenate you?
It does. It does. It's like I went in there in one time and I felt like I had just a full body massage because, you know, when you're laying on a bed or sitting in a chair, your body is, there's muscles that are in action that you're just not aware of. It's very subtle. And when you're in the tank, every muscle system just completely relaxes. And they just loosen up, kind of knots get worked out. And, I don't know, it's not for everyone, but you know, it sounds like you're kind of being a, where you might find something out of it. You know, you can grab one and throw them in one of your warehouses, and then I'm sure your lackeys would find a lot of enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, sure.
So I've heard from patients and friends on these things. 45 minutes into the 2 hours, it's something like a hallucinogenic experience. That's when you totally start to separate from reality and you enter a different place. I had another friend that did it. He had to smoke pot because of the anxiety before he went in, which sort of defeats the purpose. So the whole idea is not to
have, like, because it was claustrophobic?
Yeah, exactly. So he's afraid of the claustrophobic state, so he got the pipe out, and not a good idea. But it's generally a two-hour situation. $75,000 for one of these, Adam, I think, for the staff?
I'm pretty sure you can get one cheaper than that.
You probably build one.
I bet I could definitely build one, yes.
You know, at the end of the day, all you need is salt.
I mean, sorry.
It's a couple hundred pounds. Salt. Well, how much, like 200 pounds of salt in however much solution?
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
There's apparently like a fairly intense membrane in there. When Matt and I moved in together, there was one in the house that the previous owner had left, and we looked into getting it cleaned out, and apparently the membrane that like keeps the water from inside from spilling out is the most cost-effective or cost-intensive portion.
Yeah, I could probably look at one and... I'd be curious. I could look at one because me and Sean and the guys at the other shop could make.
Why don't you do one on your show?
Whatever we want to make.
Great.
That's a little advanced, but you're probably always better off just buying one.
Build one for Drew's house.
Or just buying a used one. I don't know. I always thought they were like sort of little flat ones. I guess they're not anymore. When I got some work to do on my house, when I get into that work, I'll get into it. I am interested in this.
Wasn't there a movie
stuff.
With John? Was it John Hurt where that was the focus of the
altered images?
Mm.
That was altered states.
Something like
altered states.
Yeah.
He started to turn into a monster or something because he went into a deprivation tank.
Something like
he was
that.
Like starting to hallucinate. Yeah. It was very 80s.
I think that little hut behind Drew's house. I think Susan would love to have a deprivation tank back there.
I think he'd like to lock her into one of those things.
I knew you'd say
that. No, just for a couple months. We'd slide a pizza through the door every once in a while.
I'd get very anxious in there.
You would?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Would you get anxious in there?
I probably would. I'd probably start questioning, why am I doing this? How much time is this taking?
I would definitely have to have a hard out. Like, I'd have to have a thing that beeped in an hour. I wouldn't want to just drift off and have 5 hours go by or something. Not know where I was. Or pop out in 14 minutes.
Oh, they come in and bang on the thing. But, of course, it's because it's costing money every...
You mean when you go to the rental
place? Right, right.
ZipRecruiter. That's what you should be doing. Forget about the deprivation tank. How about ZipRecruiter? Hiring? Posting jobs in one place? Not enough. You want the perfect hire, you need to post to all the top job sites. ZipRecruiter. Post to 200-plus job sites, including Facebook and Twitter, with one quick click. Find candidates in any city or any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch qualified candidates come rolling in. No juggling calls or emails to your office. It's super easy. Used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses, it's ZipRecruiter. And right now, our listeners can post their jobs to ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. Do it for free. Post those jobs for free. ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. All right. Let's see. Dr. Spaz. Yes. That's good pot. Okay. He looks one way and looks the other way. That's good. Yeah. Now, you got your kids. Joey.
And Libby. Yeah.
Libby. Libby's in college.
She's starting nursing school next fall.
Oh. Nursing school.
Yeah.
That's good.
And my son doesn't want to talk about what he's doing.
Doesn't want to talk about
it. Top secret Instagram business of some sort.
There's no reason to do anything other than go pick something specific and do it, right?
I guess so. I would have been very anxious not to have been like have this goal to focus on, you know, medicine. Some people can just have a nebulous future where there's not a specific like take this test and go on to that class. I think physicians sometimes are the least adventurous. I mean, it's just sort of like you're locked in, like you're climbing a ladder one rung at a time.
Yeah, Drew was always kind of that way. Like he was always like, what do we do? What do we do next? What do you want us to do?
Yeah.
And he's insane about, like when we used to do Loveline, we'd be leaving on like a Thursday night, and then producer Ann would get hold of us and go, oh, WKRZ and Reno need you to lay down liners. And I'd go, oh, we'll do them Sunday night.
I could be Dr. Drew right now.
Drew would be like, what? They want us to lay down. And then I'd go, no. And then Ann would go, They need them by Monday morning or whatever it was, Sunday night, you know.
When are we going to do them?
And I'd go, oh, well, when did they give you the liners? And I go, I got them tonight. And I'd go, well, if they needed them by Sunday night and they gave them to you Thursday night, then they don't need them that bad, or they just screwed up. And they'd be like, okay. And Drew would be like, let's go do it. Let's go do it. And I'd go, no, don't do it. First off, not only do I not want to do it, but I don't want people coming to me last second and go, we need it for tomorrow night. That's why you got to do tonight. If this was important, you should have came on Monday and said you needed this. So I'm leaving.
Oh.
And then I would leave, and then Drew would freak out.
Right. I would too.
All Drew wanted was a rule to follow. That's all. It's like somebody to tell him something. One time when we were doing Loveline right at the very beginning, Stone Stanley like came out and they went, here's how you do TV and here's what's funny and here's what works and here's what doesn't work. And Drew famously said, "Well, we are sponges ready to soak up anything you have to say. What? Consider it done. We're all ears. We're very green at this, and we're eager to learn." And I just went, "That's him. That's not me." I wasn't trying to be a douche, but I was sort of like, I don't have that feeling. I have a feeling of I'd like to be left alone and do what I think is funny.
Oh man! In retrospect, how does Drew read that one? Because knowing those guys,
I'd size them up as hacks early on.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't want to take any advice from them. I'll listen to Jimmy, but these guys are hacks.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do that. But Drew was like, we'll do whatever you want us to do. And I was like, no, we will not. But he's, boy, does he love marching orders.
Well, when we're doing our weekly infusion, he asks me questions. And he'll say, well, what are the top three causes of middle lobe pneumonia? And I'm like, what? people don't care, but he's so bright and he's able to sequentially, he thinks in terms of that. I'm thinking like, well, I don't know.
You're smarter than he is.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
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 He reads ad better than I do, I bet, right?
Oh, yeah. All right. Where were we? Philly cheesesteaks better at that than you. What do you got there?
Stamps.com. Convenient, easy, reliable, stamps.com. And I know you use it here for all your
everything.
Shipping. Yeah. If I had some shipping, I would use it too. But
yeah, you don't ship.
Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, package, or class of mail with your own computer and printer. They'll even send you a digital scale to automatically calculate exact postage. So right now, enjoy stamps.com. with a special 4-week trial plus postage and the digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in ADS. That's stamps.com, enter ADS. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. How
look at you. Yes.
I'm thinking.
Well,
I'm
use it
thinking.
Here. You get the digital scale. You plug it into your computer. You put your parcel on it. And the exact right amount comes right out of your printer. It's magic, I tell you. It's stamps.com. Yep. Yes.
Okay.
What were you thinking about?
No, just how convenient and easy that would be. Seriously. Because when I do have something, I do end up.
You put on too many stamps because you're scared they're gonna going to send it back.
Have you been to the post office lately?
No. We've been using stamps.com for 7 years here. All right. Live shows, Irvine coming up Thursday, June 15th. Oxnard coming up, Levity Live, Thursday, July 6th. And then you can go on the cruise with us. That'll be fun. You can check out the 24-Hour War. That's available for free.
Are you inviting me on the
Prime.
Cruise?
You can go.
Where is
hey,
it?
It's a free contract.
When is it?
That's coming up, Cozumel and Key West, and that's November 30th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tickets are going fast. Also, no safe spaces. Me and Dennis Prager, check that out. All the good stuff. The t-shirt, I agree with me and all that. And the weekly infusion with Dr. Spaz and Dr. Drew. Check that out. Till next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Spaz saying mahalo.
The Carolla Drinks Comedy and Music Tour. Live music, stand-up comedy, and buttloads of mangria. June 17th in Long Beach at D Piazza's. June 22nd in Fresno at Sequoia Brewing Company. And June 24th in Seattle, Washington at Showbox Soto Lounge. With special guest comedians and bands in every city featuring Loxy. Baby, let's roll and get it older. No, I know.
comedy from Matt Edgar. Tickets and more information are available online at CorollaDrinks.com. The Corolla Drinks Comedy and Music Tour. In Seattle with Lynette Corolla and Ray Oldhopper. In Long Beach with Mike Dawson and the Smokin' Kills.
Standing in the backyard, looking for a tree to climb.
June 17th in Long Beach. June 22nd in Fresno. June 24th in Seattle. The Corolla Drinks Comedy and Music Tour with Loxie and Matt Edgar. Get your tickets now at CorollaDrinks.com.